This is the Bridgetown Widows Support Coven, written and read by Tipsy Kitty. Mary had never been particularly adept at spell work, and her mother hadn't encouraged its cultivation. The Allenbys thought magic was gauche, out of fashion. Let the commoners tromp through bogs to visit hedge witches for acne cures, etc. Joining the Widow Support Group, which Evelyn had named the coven so they could meet publicly without drawing the pitchfork crowd, had been a lifeline to Mary when Steed upended her world. Ellen spoke passionately about the need to reclaim witchhood, while Evelyn liked to quietly sow chaos where she could. The support coven had been a lifeline, but it had not really helped her magical skill set. "Mary, we've loved having you join our..." Ellen glanced around the crowded tea room. "Support group. But I fear we'll draw attention if you keep casting spells on unwelcome visitors." "I know," Mary moaned. She hadn't meant to turn Steed into a small, Steed-shaped wooden doll. She wasn't even sure how she'd managed it, but somehow Steed's unexpected return had startled the spell from her. Steed, walking in with that dumb smile on his face that made Mary want to scream, ready to resume his place as head of the household. One look at him and she'd promptly spit up her tea, wiggled her fingers, and poof, a tiny model Steed had fallen to the floor. "Are we getting any closer to reversing it?" Mary asked. "Eh," said Evelyn, who hadn't been working very hard on it, as she poured a generous splash of rum from a flask into her teacup. "It'd be easier if I could watch you do it again. I could send my brother-in-law around." "Be serious," Ellen said, as they all tacitly agreed to pretend Evelyn had been joking. Turning Seed into a doll was bad enough. But when a dark-haired mystery man had come around asking after Steed, looking like a pirate and smelling like a distillery, Mary had panicked. The presumed pirate she'd placed next to Steed on one of his model ships, where they could survey the children's playroom from the crow's nest. "The news down by the docks is that Blackbeard has gone missing, presumed dead," Ellen said with a significant look.
"Fuck,"
Mary said. She thought about the 9 pistols that had been strapped to the mystery pirate's chest and reconsidered urging Evelyn to find a counterspell. She sighed and reached for the flask. The end.